Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're holding a Rashi. Holding a Rashi in the medium-sized lines, five lines down, six lines down. Obey Beisha Kosis. Mogim Yesh Barosha Keris. At the end of the Keris, stomach Lehemsis next to the next stomach, which is called the Hemsis, Kari Beisha Kosis. And that's referred to as basicosis. Why is it called basicosis? Shukain kosis. The shape is similar to that of a cup. Excuse me. Yesh basavi b'svosay ove shnei kfolim kfulim. Right there, the where it goes into the next stomach, the wall over there is very thick. It has like two layers, fully mudvukim. It's like two layers which are doubled over, and they're attached to each other. But that is called reduplet. If you find a machat which goes through that thickness, when we take obyov efshar lo shelo nikvus akula, since it's thick, it's possible it didn't go all the way through. So mitzadechad and a machat near elim yifnim, you only see the machat on the inside. It's ksheira. Shein zedekah. We don't assume they went all the way through. If you see it going through all the way through, so we know that it's a treifa. Okay. If you find a carat of dam, you know it was there shul lifnei shkita, but treifa was there before the shkita and the treifa. If you don't find any dam, so you assume it was only afterwards shul alach shkita sheirin, it's kosher. If the maka is starting to huglat, is starting to make a scab of wood, shlosh yamim kadam shkita, and therefore v'imlocha tabach zev b'teich shlosh yamim. If the tabach was then buying it for the purpose of shechting it and eating it, bought it within the last 3 days, within 3 days before he shechted it, he can argue mekotosu b'yachsaloi baleha hadomim shemorcha l'treifa. So he bought a treifa. He didn't want to buy a treifa. He wanted to buy an animal which is kosher. They can eat. They can sell. So it's a mechotos, and he gets his money back. Lahugla piyamaka. So now we don't know. We know that it's a maka. We know that it makes animal treifa. We don't know if it occurred before the sale, and therefore it's a mechotos. Or after the sale, it's at the time of the sale it was kosher, and the sale was valid, and now the tabuch's animal became a treifus. That's the tabuch's loss. Huglapiyamaka, ze'omer ad shelo lakachti, nikov. This one says it was the neck was there before I bought it, and therefore it's a mechotos. Ze'omer, and the farmer says, misha makarti. No, the nekav happened after I sold it. So when I sold it, it was not a treifa, and the sale was valid. Which means, if the tabach already paid, it means he's coming to collect the money from the farmer. He's the moitzi. Well, so he has to prove it. If he can't prove it, the farmer will keep that money misafik. Even though, but the reisa was in the animal. Which is this? That's parallel to the case of the of Shmuel, where the animal is dead. Here, the animal has a treifa. Has a treifus. It was found after the sale, both scenarios. In this case, we say that the person, the farmer, keeps the money. In the case of Shmuel, the Balei Chamor can't keep, who was the purchaser, can't keep the Porah. So, Kishmul, if Shmuel is right, Laisi Bala Behema Raya, Lahamid Hamas Biyodoy, the person who sold the Behema would have to prove that he has the right to keep the money. Dumin the Bala Chamor, like the case of the Bala Chamor, has to prove he has the right to keep the porter, otherwise he gives the porter back. More answers. The case was Loyoiv Tabach Domi. That which it says is referring to Bala Behema Kamar. The Bala Behema is coming and saying, listen, I sold you the animal. I want my money. He says, well, prove it was kosher and I'll pay you. And that's all it's saying. It's not saying the other way around. And where says my Posca? Well, how can you divide it like that? But to me, it's a question. Mike, what are you saying? If that's true, the Tana, that the Tana holds Raya al Bala Behema, that the burden of proof is on the Bala Behema, he Bain Hu Amoitsu Ubain Hu Amaimit, whether he's has the money or not, because Shmuel's then is even after he has the money, he'd have to prove it to keep it. So the klal of a mitzvah of the Raya is not the right klal. Elamai, what? You're saying it happens to be that's the case. So from that case, it happens to be that the phrase in which the Mitzvah works. But why are we assuming that that's the case, that we should use that phrase if that's not really the rule? How could the Tana say, why would he use the phrase to refer to the Bala Behema? He's always the Motzi. That's not true. Can the Tana be deciding a fact that would be true, that they always sell on credit and they're always coming to collect the money afterwards and it's always going to be their headache? Why would we assume that? So Rabbi Yechezkel said, don't listen to what Yehuda Achi, my brother Yehuda, said. Rabbi Yehuda Brami Shneim B'nei Rabbi Yechezkel Havu. They were both sons of Yechezkel. The Morris says they were actually twins. And he says that's not the correct. So this is a kasha on Shmuel. You're right, it's a kasha on Shmuel. And what Shmuel said, according to remember Yechezkel, what Shmuel said was, whoever the suffix was found, so that he's going to have to prove. Therefore, since in the case of Shmuel, the Bala Chamor has the porer already, and now the assumption is that the Chamor belongs to the Bala Porer, so we found it dead at that point in time. It's considered it was found brishus of the Bala Porer. The Chamor is dead, already having been transferred. So therefore, he would have to prove to be able to get his porer back. The Bala Porer would have to prove that the Echamor died before the Mashiach. It only happened by him. Why? It was only found dead after the Mashiach. So it's the Bala Porer's. It's in the Bala Porer's hands. And now it's found dead. So it's the Bala Porer's has to bring a riot. The opposite of what Rav Yehuda said. Now, the Shmuel, the Kula Masis and Chatana, who now we're going to say, no, the Tana is all Rabbi Gamliel. Not like we had before, that Shmuel's going like Rabbi Lazar. It's all one Tana. We're going to turn to Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi said before. Veresha v'seifa siyata, and therefore the Resha and the Sefer are both saying, we'd be proving Shmuel's point. Shemi Shemnimsa Hasimpain Bereshusoy Alav Lahavi Raya. Whoever the simpan is usually translated as a moon, but simpan just means something which invalidates the transaction. So over here being the moon. Whoever the simpan is found, he's going to, by them, he's going to have to prove otherwise. So therefore, Oidim Abesavia, if the moon was found, which is still by the father, Allah Avla Habi Raya,
it's going to be the father's responsibility to prove to collect the ksuba. Nichnas l'chuk, she b'shus abal. If it was only found after she's ready b'shus abal, so then alabal l'habi raya. I feel who derber b'beis chamov b'shus ahi. So, well, why is it called the b'shus of the husband? I b'shus have moved to the husband's house. What about a case that he moved in by his father-in-law? So it's found in his father-in-law's rishus. No, because the definition of rishus, like we see by the case of the poro, is still sitting by the Baal HaChamor. But we're defining that's called, it was nerlib rishus of the Baal HaPoro, because since the Mashiach took place, the Baal HaChamor took the poro. We assume that the Chamor was given over to the Baal HaPoro, and then it was found dead. So it was considered, it was found in the rishus of the Baal HaPoro, even though it's physically sitting in the rishus of the Baal HaChamor. So that, and that's part of what the Mishnah is teaching us, that the if she already had the suin, it's considered the Baal's Rishus Baal, even if he's physically sitting in the Rishus of the Av. So Rishus over here doesn't mean physical place, it means under jurisdiction, under authority. So the person who's under authority, the subject was found, and he's claiming it was otherwise, he's going to have to prove it. So the Morris says, okay, but what about the Bryce? So the Bryce says, which means that if they hadn't paid yet, the Baal Bahama would have to prove it. But the Chara, the Suffolk was only, according to this, even though the Suffolk was nailed after it was ready, Rishus of the Tabuch. So the Tabuch should have to pay. So Mora says the case was the Tabuch paid already. The Yoav Tabuch Dami, Ephilo Yoav Nami, Haraya Love. The truth is, even if he hadn't paid, he would have to pay. Because since it was found by him, it's his problem, and he has to fulfill the terms of the obligations of the sale. So if that's true, so why do we use the phrase because the curve in that case, he's not the moitzi, and still he has the key of raya. The answer is, but it is still logical to refer to the tabach as the moitzi, because in the vast majority of cases, that's the role he's going to be playing, because the person will not deliver the animal till they got paid. Okay, so Mishnah said that
Chamim added. Sos is like a co-host.
That this discussion of the Mishnah is referring to Mumin Sheba Seisa. The Mumin Sheba Godly, we assume that he knew about it, and now he's changing his mind. He was willing to go ahead with it, and even so, and now he's changing his mind. Okay. So Amar Nachman, Menichve Kemumin Shebeseisa Dami. Some say epilepsy, some type of a person has seizures. It's a Zinner Mumin Shebeseisa, because you can't look at the person and see. And the times they interact, the person has a certain amount of, they can train themselves and control themselves. They shouldn't have any events. So she's been with him five times, three times, two times, whatever it was. Nothing happened. All of a sudden he marries her and he sees that she has this problem. That's it. He can't say, well, he knew about it and he was nispias. The Mor says, but honey, the kvila is man. Avala kvila is man. Kvila. That's only true, if it has a certain cyclical nature, so she can make sure that she avoids being with him during that time. But if it's not, so we assume that they will, even if she's not being with him, people are going to know about it, and he could have heard about it. But if it's something which is cyclical, she can avoid going outside, and people won't know about it. So Krashi, Nichbas Chalit Shememenu Neufel La'oritz, the person is falls down, and it happens on some type of a cycle. So that's considered kumum shabaseisu dami. The fisher in these heres b'yom is mana milotzi is ben abuse. So she's careful when it's supposed to come, not to be visible. Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah, ha'isha nolda by mumin. A man has mumin. In Kevin Sila Hotzi, we can't, we, those are not grounds for Besen to intervene and force him to divorce. Amar Shem Gamliel, b'met the murmur, mumin haktanim, abu mumin hagdolim, Kevin Sila Hotzi. Rashi's mumin hagdolim is mefarsh v'gemor. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Tony Noldu, that they developed after the Nesu'in. That's how you understood the Mishnah, which is where we have the Mishnah written. Okay, Chiyavar Rav Tony Hoyu, not Noldu, but Hoyu. There were movement, which means they were there even before the Nesu'in. And maybe there's some grounds of an argument of Mechatos. Samanda Rinaldu Koshken Hoyu. If Noldu is true that it developed now, Bezin does not intervene. For sure, in a case in which he had them, and we assume the Kasavra of Akibla, she knew about it and she accepted it. But here we have an argument that it wasn't there. She never agreed to such a thing, and now it's being forced upon her. Manda Rahoyu. One who says that she's forced to accept it is because it was there. I will know the lawyer. But if it was developed afterwards, she could argue, I never agreed to this. And that would be grounds for Bezin to force him to divorce if she wants that. Tanan says in the Mishnah, Omer Shimon Gamliel, B'med Devor Memurim, B'mum Miktanim. Some words are like this. So the issue over here wasn't that she agreed to it because it wasn't there. She never agreed to it. It developed later. So Mishnah says, okay, so you live with it. Not if it's very big, you don't live with it. I understand. Alamandam Rahoyu. The point was it was there, and she went ahead with the Nesu'in. I mean, she agreed to it, so she agreed to Mumim Gedolim as well. So if that's true, Malik Gedolim, Malik Tanit, her Sabra Makila, she was aware about it, and she accepted it. She went ahead with the Nesu'in, accepting the fact that he has these Mumim. Some more answers. Rashi Gamliel's Kiddush is the following. She can argue. She thought she could live with it, and she realizes now that she can't. Okay. Fine. Is that the Umar? What are the Mumin Gedolim? Pirshim Shem Gamliel. Gunchanismus Enoi. He became blinded. Or Nikta Yadoi. The arm was cut off. Benishba Ragloi. I'm assuming it means in a way that can't be healed. Fine. Idmer Rababa Bar Yaakov Amr Birchon Allah Hakim Shem Gamliel. Rabbi Amr Nachman Lachak Nivre Chachamim. Okay. Fine. Furthermore, Kashim, Mi Amr Birchon Hachi, the Birchon and say the halacha is like Rishim Gamliel, which sounds like there's a need to say that. Well, Amr Rabbi Barbachana, Amr Birchon, and Kamakam Shashana, Rishim Gamliel, Mashashashin Halacha Kamaisai. Birchon said a much broader statement. that it'll be passing Rishon Lila in every case he's mentioned in the Mishnah, except for three cases. Chutz mi'arev, metzidin, rudai achrenu. Halacha in regards to the din of Arvus, that's in the last parak of Bava Basra. Sidon was a case which took place in the city of Sidon, regards to an issue of a person who developed an illness. Person who developed an illness. It's a case over there. He got kerdikus, which is a type of a mental health issue. And Mariah Reina, there's two cases in Sinhet, that's Gemara in Gittin. And there's a Gemara in in Sanhedrin, which talks about a person who has claiming a bezin, he has no other proofs to bring, and then all of a sudden he brings a proof. So do we say that the fact that he made that claim and then he brings it indicates that there's something fishy, or he just didn't know about it? So that's a machlokes Rishon Gamliel and Chachamim. There's two cases over there in regards to Ein Li Od Raya, Ein Li Od Edim. So the first case we pass, and the Rishon Gamliel argued the Chachamim in both cases. The first case we pass him like him. The case of Raya Achrayna, the second case in regards to Isha bringing proofs, we don't pass him like him. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Rishon Gamliel is passing like all the time. There's no need for Rabbi Yochanan to say pass like him over here. So Mar says, you're right, Amaroy Nina will leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokes Amaroy and what Rabbi Yochanan said. The machlokes of their Tamidim, what he said. Did he say a general rule that we always pass like Rishon Gamliel, or did he say only in this specific, it's a case by case basis? He never made such a rule. Zok Rashi, no Domishin Nisaw, it happened after the Nisun. It sounds like it's case by case basis. He's saying, in this case, it happens to be that we pass like Rishon Gamliel, but no general statement. We have Rechon saying, whenever he says the halacha, wherever he argues, we pass him like him. Yeah. Arav Vatsida Mariachrena. Is the din of Arev is Beket Pashut. That's a halacha of Arev is in Bava Basra. The last parak is called Get Pashut, the name of the parak. Sidon is Bemisha Oxer Kadaikus. It's a case which happened in the city of Sidon. The Mishnah quotes, and it's quoted in the parak Misha Oxer Kadaikus. Rayach Renam, Sanhedrin parak is Zabur. It's in Sanhedrin of the parak Zabur, the third parak. Uvishte Rayus Nechluk. There was two cases about bringing proofs where the Chumash and Rishon Gamliel argue. Along with Gemara Brishayna, below Bachrayna. In the first case where Rishon Gamliel and the Chumash argue, we pass like Rishon Gamliel. The second case, we don't. Well, what's the case? Amaloi Havi Raya, Amaloi Ainli Raya. He said, bring a proof. He said, I don't have any proofs. Now all of a sudden he develops a proof to say what's going on. Okay, it's not the Mishnah. Ve'elu shekayfe oisa lahaytzi. There are certain things which Bezin would, if she wants, Bezin will force the husband to divorce. That the woman can argue that they're so. Repulsive that she can't live with it. So mukashkin, person develops that he has boils, constant boils. So they drip liquid and they become smelly, and the whole thing is extremely repulsive. So she says she can't live with it. She has the right to force. He doesn't want to give her the get. Bezin will acquiesce to her request and force him to give a get. Okay. Ubal pulipus. Some more says he has a very bad smell out of his mouth or out of his nose. Okay. Melmakamates, a person who his job is that he gathers soya of dogs, and they would use the soya of the dogs in part of the process of preparing hides to become leather. So they would use the tzoya. It had different chemicals in it which would help soften the leather, etc. So the person who had that job, the woman could say, I can't live with it anymore. The matar from the chayshus, the person who I'm not sure. Usually, tziruf is a person who is smelting. So apparently, the process of mitzaref the choshes is extremely smelly, and you can't live with the guy. But we're seeing a person who is a tanner. So the mishnah ben shahoyu achlo nisu ben shemisha nisu noldu. Whether it happened after the marriage, she said, I never agreed to this. I married a husband and he worked in perfumes, and all of a sudden now he works in a tannery. I didn't buy into that. So the mission, no, even if it was there beforehand, and she thought she could deal with it. But she lives and starts living with him, and she says, I can't do this. He told her, listen, I'm telling you up front that you're marrying me with that understanding. I thought I could do it and I can't. Okay. She's forced to accept it. Except for the case of Mukashkin, it affects her. The worst of the mukashkin, the problem was that it would weaken the body, the point that parts of the body would start to fall off. So she says she can't live with that because it affects her as well. Okay. It's a pasuk in Zechariah. It talks about the melt, the hamek basaro, the bull over there, Zechariah, with, you know, with the whatever that means, that the skin starts to melt, it starts to fall apart.
The woman's a
wall. Okay, ma'ase betzidon bebursi echad shemeis. There is a tanner who died. Vayila ach bursi. And she died. He died without children, and she needs yibum. And there's a brother who's also a tanner. So she says, "I don't want to marry this fellow. He's a tanner." She says, "Well, that didn't bother you by the first one." Amar chachamim yichal lehisha timer lachicha hayisi yichal lekabel v'lacha eni yichal lekabel. I was able, your brother. I was able to live with the fact that he's a tanner. You, I can't. So that's a valid tanner. She has a right to refuse the yibum. The Rashi. Apolipis mefarish begemora. The comments of Tzarim Lachoshes mefarish begemora. Kul neisha umnus misrachas. He all these the field that he's working in creates. Repulsive smells. Shemamakta loshan hamek besoroi. So the more mind bapolipus. What is bapolipus? Amar Yehuda Meshmul reyach achaitim, that he has a smell coming out of his nose. Mesisim tana of the Brises says reyach apet. It's a bad smell from his mouth. Ravasi masi ipcha. Ravasi has the Masara the other way around. That Shmuel said Reach HaPeh, and the Brises said Reach HaChaitim. And the way he remembered his version, that Shmuel was the one who said it's Reach HaPeh, because we know that Shmuel, Le Pasuk Pumei, Mikul Le Pirkin. Shmuel is like constantly being mentioned in these topics. See, his mouth, he's always talking. So, if you remember, Shmuel was the one who said Reach HaPeh. Okay. Fine. Now, Mekametz, my Mekametz, what's the Mekametz? He gathers something. I'm Rabbi Hura. Zeh Mekametz, Tzoyas Kolovim. It's a person who would gather the Tzoy of the Kolovim. Meisvei. The Brisa says, Mekametz Zeh Bursi. Mekametz is the Bursi. So, it's a Kasha on Rabbi Hura. Mekametz says, L'tamech, Rudra says back, and according to you, it's better. Take Shalach HaMasnis, and it's a kasha from the Mishnah. I said, Makam, it's a mitzarev, the kasha of Rabursi. So clearly the Mishnah says Bursi and Makam are two different things. So it's not a kasha of the Braisa. So I'm just giving mouth to the Mishnah. What do you want from me? Bursi says, no. Nisham HaMasnisin, Loi Kasha, Kama Bursi Gadol, Kama Bursi Katan. I can explain there's two types of Bursis. They need to point both out because one of them, the smell is stronger, etc. Elder of Yehuda Kasha, but according to Yehuda, it says it's Makabit Soyas Kalavim, and the Brisa said it's a Bursi, so that's a Kasha. Tanoihi. So Yehuda says back, it's a Machlokes Tanoihi, because there's a different Brisa which says, Tanya Makam is a Bursi, but Yesh Armim Zeh Makam is Soyas Kalavim. So Rabbi Yehuda was understanding that our Mishnah is going like the second opinion of this price. Okay. But Mitzar of the Cheshis is a Bursi. My Mitzar of the Cheshis, what is Mitzar of the Cheshis? What is it referring to? Being Mitzar of something normally is purifying it, smelting it. Versus what's the problem over there? Ravashi Omar Chashli Dudi, referring to the person who makes the copper pots, and they have to bang it out, etc. And that process comes very smelly. Rabbi Barbachana Omar Zeh Hamachati Lechoshes Mikore, he mines copper. Tanya Kabbos of the Rabbi Barbachona is a Mitzar. Zeh Mechate and Lechoshes Mikor. He's cutting it out from the ground. He's mining it out from the ground. Okay. The Grashi, like Pesach Pume, Simona the Shmuel Reich Apek Omer. The fact that Shmuel is constantly mentioned to the Perek, so Shmuel's mouth has not been quiet in the parak, so you see Shmuel, we connect Shmuel with the mouth. This parak was constantly being mentioned by him. Tishol Masnisin, the Kachoshev Lahu betrayed. If Makamas is Bursi, the Mishnah says Makamas and says Bursi. So okay. Now, the order is strange. The comments of Soyuz Club and the Grashi Liyadati Matzarek Bo, I'm not sure exactly what they used it for. Ashkenaz Reisi, Shasharan Behem Habagodim, Lifnek Ruson, Yemi Yamayim. They would use it to sew clothing in before they wash it. You look on the side, it brings over there. In Brachas, that the Gemara, which is brought in Halacha, that soya of the Kelev is not considered soya. Regards the soya of a person, Halacha the Raisa, but there's soya there, there's a person who cannot say the Ritara, etc. Can't daven, can't say the Ritara, can't say anything Damashim with Kedusha. What about soya of the animals? So the mission says soya of certain birds are not considered misriach enough that it's osir. Soya of the klavim, the Mor says it's only a problem. And Rashi says over there, when it says soya klavim is a problem, it's referring to if you put the iris in it. So it means, so it's clear Gemara that it's used for iris. And that's what Rashi explains.
If you put what in it?
They would put the iris.
Hides,
yeah. So the combination of the sitting in the water and the hides, the soya becomes so smelly that that's considered repulsive enough that it has in it soya that you can't say dimitara there. So you see that over there was used for that purpose. Rashi's over here was used for the purpose of they would use it actually for cleaning clothes. Um, Mishnah Mara says only kasha a brisa. We can answer the steer between the Mishnah and the brisa. It says Bekamet and Bursi. Because the Ika Lamemra hide the Khosh of betray one of the two cases, Echad Bursi Khatan, the Hainu Mekamet, Echad Bursi Gotta, whether it's the Mekamet, which is a small process or it's a large process. Bursi Khatan, who only be Yeshta Uris Mahat, he only has a small amount of Uris. Okay, but on review, it's a Kasha. The answer is, we say that it's Mechlokes. Tanoi, other sin of Tanoi, the Tanya Mekamet, Zeh Bursi, Bursiki, Yishamim Zeh Mekamet, Sayas Kolovim. So, the Bursi is the name of the place, and the Bursiki is the person who works in the place. Fine. The price continues. It says Rabbi Yehuda. That's not relevant. The quote over here because it's not our part of it's not part of this discussion. They would. Umradin means to bang it out via thin plates. Mechashel means they would strengthen it. They would temper it. They make pots out of it. It's a smelly work. They would mine it out of the ground. Okay. Something more. Omer Rav. Harbor any zon, a person who refuses to support his wife, made him a farness, so not going to give him a son, so not going to give other needs. Yotze b'itin ksuba. So that's grounds for the bezdin to force him to divorce her. Also, Rabbi Elazar, Omer l'shemaita k'mei l'shemol. So Rabbi Elazar, who heard this from Rav, later on quoted quoted this in the name of Rav to Shmuel. So Omar Achsua Sari the Elazar, we should feed barley to Elazar, and gentle barley was an animal feed. He deserves to be treated like a behemoth. It's such a stupid thought. It's like thinking like a behemoth. If you're forcing her, you just force him to feed her. So why would we divorce her because of that? The verse says, Rav, what does Rav hold? It's very hard to live together with a viper in a basket, a little small area. So living with a husband who refuses to support her, and only being supported because the basket is intervening and forcing her, it's forcing it, right? The situation leaves her with this terrible situation of living with somebody who doesn't like her. So that we cannot she doesn't have to stay in that marriage. She has a right to say, I want to get divorced. Okay. He saw the group Zeru. Ashekhele Rabbi Zeru left Babel and moved to Eretz Yisrael. So after Zeru went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashekhele Rabbi Binyamin by Yefes, the Yosef of Kamerlo. He heard Rabbi Binyamin Yevis saying the same statement that Rav said, quoting it in the name of Rabbi Yerchan. Rabbi Yerchan also said it. Amrle, so Rabbi Zeira said, although Achsua Sarin Lalozer Bibovel, we fed the Rabbi Elazar in Bovel barley for that, so he held like Shmuel. Okay. Fine. Shirashi. Achsur Sari. Hechilu. Sarim. Feed and barley can behave like an animal. Flanachal Shalokadarka currently Kaises. Eating something in an abnormal way is called it's called chomping. It's not called eating. So he said about the statement. The Rab had said, "Yishmei the Birchon." The Unami Kirasir later, Birchon said that as well. And Zera's response was that the consensus of opinion was against that. So we'll look at one Tosis over here. Savura Hayisi Shania Kolakab. She could argue, "I thought I could handle it, and I can't." So Ksas Tevatos says, "Dim Kain Kol Isha Tarim Metisu Anu Kadesh Yitin Lo Ksuva." She turned any Yekarla and Yekarla Kabel Beigreshena. Right. So she'll go through the whole process. Then she'll say, "You know, I can't do this." Meanwhile, he has to pay. It's after the suin. The suin is valid. He has to pay a ksuva. So she can get a ksuva out of the guy. So Bezdin will have to use their seichel. If it looks like this is being done to take advantage of the fellow and make some money, she will get a ksuba in that case. Okay, let's hold it here.